Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
If you have access to DSTV, you might want to tune your TV to channel 211 right now, Supersport Channel 11, because the Winter Olympics opening ceremony has just got underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea. It's also available to watch on the DSTV Now app. In a moment or two, I'll give you more updates on where you can watch Winter Olympic coverage, even on the free-to-air channels. But first, the main thing is if you are watching, you need to keep your eyes peeled for the lone South African athlete taking part this year. We are fifth in the lineup of nations for the March Past, right after Nigeria. And of course, you really want to stay watching that whole parade to the end of the Parade of Nations for the historic moment where North and South Korea walk into the stadium together beneath a unification flag. We'll chat in a moment or two about the South African athlete, but just a couple of stats and facts and figures that may interest you about this year's Winter Olympics. There are 102 medals up for grabs in 15 different disciplines, 35,000 people expected to watch the ceremony at that Olympic stadium in Pyeongchang. It's cost $100 million to build. It's going to be used four times. And then I can't quite digest the fact that apparently it is going to be torn down after being used only four times. Get your head around that. Nearly 3,000 athletes competing from 92 different countries and territories. It's the largest group of athletes in the history of the Winter Games, despite the absence of a huge contingent from Russia, who have been excluded due to the doping history of that country. There are 169 Russian athletes with no history of doping who are being allowed to compete, but they're doing it under a neutral Olympic flag. Now, as I mentioned, just one athlete representing South Africa, and that is Connor Wilson, who is a 21-year-old alpine skier. And joining me on the line right now is someone who must know very well what Connor is feeling right now. Alex Heath is himself a former Olympian, having competed at the Winter Olympics in Nagano 1998, in Salt Lake City 2002, and again in Torino in 2006. And Alex, it's great to have you to chat to us this afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me, and hi to your listeners.
Before we talk about Connor's participation, can we talk a little bit about what he's going to be feeling? You've been in that position. If I'm not mistaken, in 2002, you were the only South African athlete at the Games.
Yes, it is. It's an unreal feeling. Being selected is such an honor, but when you get there and you realize that you are the only one, there's an awful lot of weight in your shoulders But the experience is like nothing else.
Do you still feel that way after it's your third Winter Olympics? You're walking up for the third time. It never gets tired or old, does it?
No. You can't ever get tired of something like that. But yeah, the emotions change around it, and you're always trying to strive for more and do better than you did last time. So it's always a different experience, but still amazing.
Now, I'm watching the ceremony as we speak, seeing Team Ghana walk out onto the track, a little cluster of five athletes. Obviously, the African nations are on the back foot at the Winter Olympics by virtue of our absence of snow and ice to train on. There's been lots of talk about the Nigerian women's bobsled team competing this year. Overall, though, how significant is it for a country like South Africa to have some representation, albeit small?
Well, I think it's one of the most important things. We are a proud sporting nation. And of course, we'd love to be going to the Olympics, to the Winter Olympics, to win medals. But being realistic, we are a summer nation. Although we do have skiing, I think it's a huge opportunity to show the world that we can participate in all forms of sport. So yeah, it's a big positive that we're there.
Okay. I mean, for the young people at home sitting watching, and Connor is literally about to walk, and there he comes. There is Team South Africa, two officials behind him as he carries the flag into the stadium. For young people, do you think there is an element of inspiring and growing the sport at grassroots level that they can look and see, gosh, there is a South African who competes at that top level in a sport which nobody even considers?
No, most certainly that is the hope. We have some amazing development programs in the sport of alpine skiing in South Africa, and with not much more investment, I think we can elevate the sport to a level where we can regularly get athletes to the Olympic stage.
Okay, now Alex, I've seen from the list that Connor is competing in both the slalom and the giant slalom events. Can you explain for those who don't know anything about skiing what that means? What sort of skiing does he actually do?
Slalom and giant slalom are the technical events. They consist of two runs each. You have to finish both runs, your total time count. And the giant slalom is slightly faster and longer than slalom, and it goes around the red and blue flags. And the slalom is the shortest turns, normally a little bit steeper, and it's a single pole that you ski around.
Okay. Now, I mean, as you've said, we don't go to the Winter Olympics really with much of a chance of competing for medals. How good a skier is Connor? He's still very young. Is there any chance that he might come home with some medal work?
However nice it'd be to win a medal, we have to be realistic. The chances are he's going to be starting quite near the back of the field, and I hope that he can ski his best and beat some people in front of him. That would make me very happy. But medals are unrealistic.
Okay, fair enough. We will do our best to try and touch base with Connor himself in the week or two ahead. In the meantime, who are the big medal contenders and which are the big events where you expect to see some real high-class sport action and great competition going on? If you could tell people to watch just one or two events at the Winter Olympics, what should they look out for?
That's a difficult question. My passion lies with alpine skiing, where Marcel Hirscher on the men's side, he's got a chance to win a number of medals, as does Michaela Schifrin in the ladies. But there's so many dynamic sports that happen in the Olympic Games. You just see the most incredible things, from sports like border cross and ski cross to aerials. The list is endless. I think people won't waste their time getting in front of the TV.
Okay, Alex, thanks so much for chatting to us today. I'm sure you want to get back to watching the spectacle that's going down in South Korea. Alex Heath, a former Olympian himself, has been in the position of being the sole South African athlete at a Winter Olympic Games himself, having competed 3 times for this country. So our thoughts with Connor Wilson, only 21 years old. It's a huge opportunity for him and a huge experience for him to be walking around that stadium carrying the South African flag. And if you'd like to watch Connor compete or watch the ice skating, watch the bobsled, the skiing. The one that always amuses me is the curling. I've never quite been able to wrap my head around that strange sport, I've got to be honest. But DSTV has got 4 channels covering Winter Olympics. So those are Supersport 11, 12, 13 and 14. There is going to be very limited coverage on free-to-air. SABC 2 has a nightly highlights program listed at 11 p.m. I'm very sorry. You're going to have to either stay up late or make a plan to record, and it's not going to be particularly comprehensive, but at least there will be something available on free-to-air. Otherwise, try and find a friend who's got DSTV and offer to cook if they'll let you watch or something like that. The thoughts going with Team South Africa, consisting of Connor Wilson, 21 years old. We will do our best to touch base with the man himself over the course of the next week or two.